Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, and good evening. We are at Western High School, Boucherville, Indiana, home of Panthers of Western. We'll mention we welcome you to tonight's education-based varsity basketball game. This internet radio broadcast is made possible by AudioSportsOnline.net. That's Robbie Kendall, ASO, providing internet radio access for BookingInSports.com since 2008. We thank you for tuning in. We'll mention the junior varsity contest completed about 20 minutes ago. It was Western 46, Tipton 40. And we'll also let you know the boys are out on the floor right now. They're taking shots at their leisure. I will mention both teams jogged out on the court with striped pants. I'll mention most of the Western team still wearing the striped pants. They're white and black stripes. And I'll mention them Tipton jogged out with blue and white striped pants. They've removed theirs. They're shooting around with their blue uniforms. And we'll mention the Western Panthers going to wear white tonight, home game. We'll mention a little bit about each school. Each school, we'll talk about them. We'll mention for the visiting team on the scoreboard, that's the Tipton Blue Devils. They have a school enrollment of 454. Back home, their gym capacity, 3,050. They're Class 2A, sectional 39. There are seven in their sectional. Couple of teams out in front. They're 1-0. That's Eastern and Tipton. That's in the sectional. Sectional teams. That's their record amongst them. Along with them are Taylor, Madison Grant, Blackford, Eastbrook, Elwood. We'll mention Tipton has a 1-win over the sectional opponent. That's the 1-0. We'll mention the principal at Tipton High School is Rick Stilson. The athletic director is Corey Fernung. The athletic trainer is Bert Emmert. Tipton High School is located at 619 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can dial them up at 765-675-7431. On the web, you can find them at TiptonAthletics.com. They wear the colors blue and white. They performed in the Hoosier Conference. They are an East Division foe, and tonight's game is an East Division matchup. We'll get to the standings for the East and West of the Hoosier Conference here in just a moment. We'll mention the Tipton Blue Devils are currently 4 wins, 0 losses. Head coach is Cliff Hawkins. Cliff Hawkins has 50 wins. 26 losses, working in year number 4 at Tipton High School. Overall, he's a 42nd year varsity basketball coach, 547 wins, 385 losses. So mention next week on the Tipton agenda is going to happen on Tuesday. That'll be December 15th. Tipton Blue Devils at Mikaliqua Braves. That's a 6 o'clock and a 7:30 start for the varsity. We'll talk a little bit about the Western Panthers. Western Panthers, the home team tonight, they have a school enrollment of 840. We'll mention this school was founded in 1949. They have a gym capacity right here, 2,704. Max, do you want to talk on the air? Okay, Max is up here, but we'll talk to him in a moment. So we're going to also mention the Western Panthers. Western Panthers also is a Class 3A school, sectional 22. Seven in their sectional. In their sectional is Western, Benton Central, West Lafayette, Rensselaer Central, North Montgomery, Frankfort, and Twin Lakes. In sectional play, Western is currently 2 wins, 0 losses. That's sectional opponents. And that's in Class 3A, sectional 22. The principal at Western High School is Steve Edwards. The athletic director is Aaron Hyman. The athletic secretary, she's most instrumental for putting me in sports. We're thankful. That's Debbie Wilson. We'll let you know Western High School is located at 2600 County Road South 600 West. That's Russellville, Indiana, 46979. You can dial them up at 765-883-5541. On the web, you can find them at WHSPanthers.com. They wear the colors black, gray, and white. As mentioned, they are in the Hoosier Conference. They are an East Division foe. We'll mention in the East Division. Presently, in no certain order, we'll mention Northwestern. They're 3 wins, 1 loss. They are 1-0 in the Hoosier Conference East Division. Tipton, they're 4-0. Lewis Taft playing their first game tonight at Hamilton Heights. We'll mention Hamilton Heights. They're currently 1 win, 3 losses. Western, they're 2 wins, 1 loss. And we'll mention Western. Their 1 loss, we'll mention, happened at Northwestern. That was Friday. That was last Friday, December 2nd. It was a good one, 46-42. We'll also mention, setting up here beside us, beside me, I'll mention, that is Mr. and Mrs. Bell. Mr. and Mrs. Bell, right to my left, had a good conversation, a little short one with her. She told me that she's a longtime resident right here in Western area. She let me know her and her husband had 3 sons. 2 of those sons played football here at Western High School. And I'll mention, they played back in the 90s is what she told me. She's a 48 years. That's tremendous. We'll also mention that head coach, Mr. Mike Lewis, 2 wins, 1 loss this season. We'll mention Coach Mike Lewis, 68 wins, 50 losses, working in year number 6 at Western High School, 167 wins, 116 losses, working in year number 13. That's the overall record. He's quite the gentleman. We'll also mention next game on the Western agenda is going to be Saturday, December 10th. December 10th, that's going to be Western Panthers. They'll travel. That's tomorrow night. They'll travel to Rossville to battle with the Hornets. 6 o'clock KB. 7:30 for the varsity as the clock rolls down. 4:22 left on the pregame. We'll mention the Blue Devils jogging off the court. They're going to their respective locker room, and the Western Panthers have already done the same. The floor is going to be clear. Here come the officials. There's 3 of them still wearing their over jacket. They're going to take a little breather. 4 minutes left on the pregame. And we'll also mention happening tonight in the Hoosier Conference. This is Hoosier Conference game night for December 9th. 7 Hoosier Conference games tonight, 1 West Division matchup. There's an East Division, too. We'll mention that. That's Western hosting Tipton tonight. We'll mention Central Catholic Knights. They're currently 2 wins, 2 losses. They are at Culver Academy tonight. Right there is Culver Academy, currently 3-2. In the East Division, a matchup, it's Lewis Cass, 3-1. They are at Hamilton Heights, 1-3. An 8 p.m. start time, it's going to be 0-3. That's North White. They're at Rensselaer Central, 3-2. A 6 o'clock start tonight, Taylor. Taylor, currently 5 wins, 0 losses. They're at Northwestern tonight, 3 wins, 1 loss. We're making a 7:30 start tonight. We've mentioned that. The conference game, Tipton Blue Devils, 4 wins, 0 losses. Going against the Western Panthers, 2 wins, 1 loss. 7:30 start tonight at Twin Lakes. They're 1 win, 4 losses. We're missing there at Tri-County. Tri-County, 0 wins, 3 losses. And I will also mention a 7:30 start, 2-1, that's West Lafayette. They're going against Crawfordsville. They're at Crawfordsville tonight, Crawfordsville, 2-2. So both teams still in the locker room. They're getting ready to talk about the national anthem. The clock is stationary at 3 minutes. And we'll mention this educational base. We'll mention keeping education in front of athletics. high school sports in Indiana teach life lessons that go beyond the plate kid. You can find the new website, the revised website, IHSAA.org. It's just friendly. So both teams down the floor now. We'll get to this game in part. Be brought to you by Scott G. While growing up and accepting the responsibility of becoming the young man that hopefully mom and dad could be proud of. A work ethic development that may have begun while preparing daily for that high school, middle school, that next wrestling match, and each of the matches before it. We'll mention middle school matches. I say, what, they got like 13 different categories on the weight level. They start back, I think, at 85 pounds. We'll also mention a strong will to want to succeed with a will to please others can be part of the recipe needed to graduate from the desired level of education that you set forth to achieve. From becoming a contractor to doing fake demolitions, when called upon, we wish the best for this year's Tipton Blue Devils basketball team, Winter Sports, each and every night as they seek to demolish these Friday night opponents that signed Scott G, a forever fan of the Tipton Blue Devils. The 1:41 on the game clock, both teams still out. We'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by FritzandFishers.com. Since 1983, they have great cars, great prices, great customers. You can dial them up at their dealership in Fishers, Indiana. That's 317-842-2228. They have two Hamilton County locations. One is Fritz and Fishers, 8599 East 116th Street, Fishers, Indiana. The second is Fritz in Noblesville, 2400 Westfield Road, that's 50 Westfield in Noblesville, Noblesville, Indiana. You can dial them up at 317-773-2232. You can explore their quality used car inventory, Fritz and Fishers. .com. So they're getting ready to have the national anthem. We'll mention the Western Panthers are stationary across the lane right there on their side of the court. They are at the north end. I take that back from the west end. 25 seconds. Counting down. We're going to stand at attention as everyone here is doing the same. I say, what, that public address. What a strong voice she has. We're going to stop the clock at 16.1. We're going to set this down. Thank you. That's a Western band. A lot of protection over there. Sounds good. We'll mention the starting lineup for tonight's ballgame. First, for the visiting Tipton Blue Devils, it's going to be number 2. Where he's 6'1", he's a senior, that's Maverick Conaway. Number 3, he's a 6'5 sophomore, that's Grady Carpenter. Number 11, a 6'1 junior, that's Nolan Swan. Number 20, a 6'3-inch senior, Connor Hassam. And number 23, 6-foot junior, Jackson Money. The Tipton Blue Devils are coached by Cliff Hawkins. Now, the starting lineup for the Western Panthers. We'll mention wearing number 14, a 5'10 senior, Patrick Hobson. Wearing number 20, a 6'2-inch junior, Logan Nelson. Number 21, a 5'7-inch senior, Dylan Hightower. Number 23, a 5'11 senior, Caden McClure. And number 24, 5'11 senior, Ian Thurston. At the starting lineup, the head coach is Mike Lewis. 8 minutes on the game clock. They're finishing up the introductions with the Western Panthers. Pretty good group of fans here tonight. It's tipped and traveled pretty well. Western, in their own backyard, they fill this place up on their side of the court. Pretty good rivalry right here, Tipton and Western. Tipton and Western, synonymous for basketball, and I say for football, baseball, soccer, volleyball. They back them all up in a StrongSportsOnline.net. You can cover those teams if you choose to. So they're finishing up the announcement right there, public address. Referees are giving each other a knuckle. They're ready to go. We're going to toss it up here momentarily. Cheerleader out on the floor. Got some cheerleader streamers right there for the home team, Western Panthers. Getting ready to jump it up. It's going to be Tipton Blue Devil, Grady Carpenter. He's going to jump it up at 6'5". He'll jump it up against number 14, Patrick Hobson, 5'10". So ball game is on. Going to toss it up. Good toss. Tip to the backcourt. Going to be picked up by Nolan Swan. Swan on the dribble is going to be picked up at half court. 21, Dylan Hightower. They'll work it right side. Well behind our Jackson Money. Back out, Grady Carpenter. They go around the perimeter. Hassan, he'll get the ball back. Elbow, left side shot off the mark. Ready to go for Nolan Swan. Rebound, Western, Patrick Hobson. He'll dish off point guard, Dylan Hightower. Hightower out top with the basketball being guarded by Jackson Money. Nearly a steal right there. Nearly a tip away, Grady Carpenter. Ball stays in the hands of Western. Back pedal dribble out top, 23, Caden McClure. Both deep in the front court, right side, opposite the scores bench. Bring the ball back around. It's 21, Dylan Hightower. Ball's in the hands of Ian Thurston. Working behind the arc, no dribble. He'll pass off. They're going to work it down low. Ball's loose. Going to be picked up by Maverick Conaway. Back the other direction, behind the back dribble. Connor Hassan with the basketball. They'll work it out top. Maverick Conaway moving around the perimeter. Corner, Grady Carpenter. Going to drive baseline. He's going to absorb a blocking foul. No shot would have been was taken. He'll bring the ball in from out of bounds. Can be brought in left of the bucket. 6 minutes, 50 seconds left here in the first quarter. No score. They'll toss it in. Elbow right side. Grady Carpenter, I should say. Ball's off the hands of Nolan Swan. Goes out of bounds. Going to belong to Western. Western going to bring the ball in. Jackson Money going to guard man-to-man right there, 21, Dylan Hightower. Ball's going to be jogged across with the basketball timeline right there. That's 24, Ian Thurston. Ian Thurston, right side, behind the arc. He's picked up there by Nolan Swan. Passes it out to Hightower, being guarded there by Jackson Money. They'll work at right side. Go baseline. He'll pass in underneath. Two-point shot in the air. Got it. Right at the bucket. That's number 20, Logan Nelson. Logan Nelson, a 6'2" junior, on the dribble. Going to dribble in the paint. They go left-handed off the glass. Shot rolls off. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Western. Going back the other direction. That's Logan Nelson. They go outside the arc. They'll go right elbow extended. They'll pass the ball around the perimeter. Now in the hands of 14, Patrick Hobson. He'll move it back around. 24, Ian Thurston. Behind the back dribble. He'll pick up the dribble. He'll hand off teammate. They'll go baseline. He'll take a shot. Wouldn't go. That was 20. Logan Nelson. There'll be a foul whistled, and Logan Nelson going to shoot two. 5:55 on the game clock. 2-0 contest. Western in front. The two shots awarded to Nelson. First shot, good. He gets his congratulatory on the lane. That's 14, Patrick Hobson. 23, Caden McClure. Nelson got both of them. 4-0 contest. Going to bring it into the backcourt. Connor Hassong, Grady Carpenter across the timeline. On the dribble out top, working against him is 20, Logan Nelson. He'll work his Maverick Conaway through the lane, out top, free throw line, in addition inside. Going to be tipped out of bounds. Noah Swan going up for a layup. Pretty good hands there. Western Panthers knocks it out of bounds. Noah Swan going to bring it in right of the bucket on the baseline. Get it into Jackson Money, left corner baseline. Bring it back out the top, Grady Carpenter. Noah Swan behind the arc, he'll dribble in. Elbow right side to throw it to the corner. Jackson Money. Jackson Money drives the lane. He'll lay one up and over the rim. Two-point basket. 4-2. Contest. Western in front. On the dribble out top. That's Hightower. He'll bounce it right side, well behind the arc, right there in front of Coach Cliff Hawkins. They'll work it left side to right side around the perimeter. On the dribble, he'll reverse basketball, and he'll dish off teammate. That's Ian Thurston. Thurston being guarded there by Connor Hassong. Grady Carpenter guarding the basketball. That's 23, Caden McClure on the dribble for Western. He'll bounce it left side and playing a little bit of a deliberate type of offense right here, and that's not a bad thing with the height factor. There are a couple, maybe three guys not going to play in this ball game. We're going to work it outside the arc. We're going to have top near the center circle, right there at the Western logo at center court. Very nice. We'll mention going around the perimeter. He'll backpedal, work it right side. That's number 20, Logan Nelson. He'll dish it back, 24, Ian Thurston. Thurston on the dribble, a spin move. He'll go in the paint. He'll go left-handed off the glass. Short wouldn't go. Rebound, Connor Hassong for Tipton. They get to Nolan Swarm. They'll push it up ahead. Grady Jackson. Grady Jackson off the glass. Rolls off. Wouldn't go. Rebound out of there. Crossing the timeline with the basketball. That's 21. Dylan Hightower. Hightower on a stationary dribble out top near the center circle. We're going to get him Jackson Money. Out top of the basketball. That's 14. Patrick Hobson. He'll dribble through the lane. He'll back it up. And the ball gets tipped out of bounds. Too tempted. But he buys Grady Carpenter. Grady Jackson, pretty good kicker for the Blue Devils. Understate. Going to be brought in left of the bucket. In the ballgame for Western is number 3, Tyler Norman, 5'7", sophomore. And a dribble, going to bring it back out. Norman with the basketball out top. We're going to get him. Going the assignment, once again, is Jackson Money. On the dribble, also in the ballgame, number 1, Carter Biggs. Carter Biggs, a 5'8" freshman. So he's in the ballgame now. Also in the ballgame for Western is number 30, Sam Thurston, 6-foot sophomore. They'll get in behind the arc with the basketball. Point guard, he'll take the point now. Caden McClure, take that back. It's Ian Thurston out top with the basketball on the dribble. Sam Thurston in the paint. Going to reach in, going to lean in. Going to get the bucket, and he'll shoot one more. That's number 3, Tyler Norman, 5'7" sophomore. 2-point bucket's good. He'll get one more. And a whistle is foul on Jackson Money. He picks up his first foul of the ball game. 3-point play opportunity. Rims around, fell off, rebound, Jackson Money. He'll work it to Grady Carpenter. Grady Carpenter going to shout out some directions there with the motion. He'll go to the corner with it. Connor Hassong. Back out top, Maverick Conaway. Over to the right side behind the arc. Remember from back left. 3-point shot wouldn't go for Nolan Swan. But he'll draw a foul. He'll shoot 3 times. couple of steps behind the arc, you're going to whistle this foul on number three. It's going to be Kyler Norman. Kyler Norman has one. They're going to say that shot was after he landed. Wasn't in the shot stage. He wasn't still in the air. And after he landed, they give the ball back to Tipton. Grady Carpenter brings it in, slightly in the backcourt to Nolan Swan. They'll take a long two steps behind the arc. Three-point shot good for Swan. 6-5 contest. Western in front. We're going to cross the timeline. And we're going to in the front court now. On the dribble, that's three, Kyler Norman. They're working around the perimeter. Touches the hands of Carter Big. In the hands now, Ian Thurston. Double team, he'll jump past out of it. He'll go to the left corner. Shot in the air, going to be blocked. Three-point shot was blocked by Nolan Swan. I believe that was number 30 took the shot, Ian Thurston. Two substitutions back in the lineup, going to return. Starters for Western, that's 23, Caden McClure, and 21, Dylan Hightower. Tipping and bringing it into the backcourt, 84 feet away. Baseline to baseline, crossing the timeline is a basketball bounce pass, they're working into Grady Carpenter. Elbow left side, they'll kick it back out to Nolan Swan. Nolan will back his way in, inside the arc, he'll kick it back out. Grady Carpenter, looking to take the pass to Maverick Conaway. Trying to keep the basketball. They're going to fling it out of bounds. Going to belong to Western. In the ball game for the Blue Devils, number 5, Sam Quigley. Sam Quigley, I'll mention, 3-point lane at 50%, 4 for 8 on the season. On the dribble. Out behind the arc, going to lose the handle. Going to go back to the retrieve it in the backcourt. I'm going to say it didn't touch the Blue Devil hand. It's going to be given back to Tipton. Could be brought in half court opposite the scores bench. Brought in by Jackson Money on the dribble, crossing the sideline at a walk pace. Grady Carpenter. The winner around the perimeter, Jackson Money. Sam Quigley now back to Money. Out top of the basketball. Nolan Swan guarding him is Hightower. Outside the arc, 3-point shot. Good. Right elbow extended. Pretty much that's 3-point shot for Grady Carpenter. 8-6 contest. Tipton in front. Ball's in the front court loose. Going to be picked up on the floor by Nolan Swan. Three guys on the floor. And working back the other direction to go off the glass. 2-point bucket, Jackson Money, spread up the assist to Grady Carpenter. Going to be a timeout with them. 1:33 on the game clock. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. We'll mention, this game is in part being brought to you by Hope Jewelers Tipton. Precious times are made for precious moments. And Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need in the field of diamonds, gold, and silver, etc. Stop in and visit Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton, next to the Diana Theater at 135 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana. 46072. Reach them by phone at 765-675-9720. Hope Jewelers. Open daily, Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30, Saturday, 9:30 to 2. Ball brought in from the backcourt. Western Panthers on the dribble. They bounce it back in the hands across the timeline with a bounce pass, Caden McClure. We're working back out top. Back to McClure. We're going to end up there in the hands of Carter Big. Back to McClure. They're working elbow right side. Touch the basketball right there. They go from the corner. Shot wouldn't go. Shot in the corner, taken by Hightower. That's Dylan Hightower. Ball's in the front court. Working down low. Ball's going to be tipped out of bounds. Back in the ball game for Western. Going to be number 24, Ian Thurston. Also back in the ball game is number 20, Logan Nelson. 1:07 left here in the first quarter. 10-6 contest. Tipton in front. Ball's brought in. Down low, Jackson Money. Turnaround jumper in the paint. Wouldn't go. Back the other direction. Ball's in the hand of Ian Thurston. Inside out. They're working to the corner. Baseline corner shot. Rimmed off. Wouldn't go. Shot taken by 14, Patrick Hobson. Back the other direction. Blue Devils on the drive outside the perimeter. They're working in. Nolan Swan. Baseline jumper. Rimmed off long. Ball recovered. I should say the rebound. 24, Ian Thurston. He'll cross the timeline. He'll slow the pace up. working at the left side with the basketball. Out top guarding him, Nolan Swan. They're working out top. That's number 30, Sam Thurston. They're working out to Hightower. That's Dylan Hightower on the dribble. They'll get it right side teammate at 14, Patrick Thompson. Going to work it in. 14, Patrick Thompson. Going to backpedal, bring it back out top of the circle. Working against him is Landon Spidell. Landon Spidell in the ballgame. Where's number 21? Outside the arc with the basketball. Working the back up, back pedal. A three-point shot on the step back three. Western. Good shot right there. 24, Ian Thurston. At the end of one quarter of play. Tipton, 10. Western, 9. We'll also mention this game is in parts. Being brought to you by Noblesville Trophy. Shop them online at NoblesvilleTrophies.com. Or stop in, if only to browse around. 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. Trophies, awards, plaques, fast turnaround, prices low. So low, you'll want to be a repeat customer. Noblesville Trophies, 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. You can dial them up, 317-773-7391. Or you can find them online at NoblesvilleTrophies.com. So they're getting ready to exit the huddle. Second buzzer sounds. They're going to bring the ball in here. Second quarter, alternate possession arrow. Going to give the ball back to Wesson. No tie-ups yet in the ball game. No jump balls. And I'm tipping kids at the opening tip. Going to be brought in from half court. Western Panther 23, Caden McClure. Guarding the inbound pass to Sam Quigley. They're going to get it in to number 14, Patrick Hobson, as Quigley relaxes his defense. The front court, Hobson. They'll work at right side at 24, Ian Thurston. Around the perimeter, they'll work at left side, Dylan Hightower. Hightower going to bounce it outside the arc at 24, Ian Thurston. He's somewhat guarded there by Grady Carpenter. Out top of the basketball in the 20 bounce pass. They get it back to Ian Thurston. They're working inside the paint. They're driving down low. They go off the glass a bit strong. Would go. Rebound. Tipton. Grady Carpenter. And across the timeline, you're going to find a pass through the bucket. They're coming over to play good help defense right there is Western Panther 20. Logan Nelson. Logan Nelson going to be called for the personal foul. They're going to put Grady Carpenter on the stripe. Nelson has won in the ballgame. We'll also mention Nelson. That makes the fourth team foul. And two thus far for Tipton in the ballgame for the Blue Devils is number 4, Gavin Hare. Tipton Blue Devils. Two good at the stripe. That's Grady Carpenter. Entered the game 85%. Crossing the timeline, going to be on a walk pace. It's going to be number 24, Ian Thurston. To work it outside the arc. Touches the hands, they go to the corner with it. Going to drive. That's Logan Nelson. Going to be a push foul right here at the baseline. They're going to whistle this first foul on Gavin Hare. Gavin Hare trying to block him over there at the baseline. He'll pick up one. Team foul number 3 for Tipton. Ball brought in deep in the front court. Hightower. Dylan Hightower behind the back dribble. Working against him, Sam Quigley. Back out top and moving around the perimeter. Right side, Ian Thurston. Double team there, Gavin Hare and Sam Quigley. Passes out of it, can be intercepted by Nolan Swan. To the front court, Grady Carpenter. Back out top, three-point shot short off the rim. About 2.5 steps behind the arc. Just right of center, wouldn't go for Nolan Swan. Back the other direction, spin move. It drives the lane off the glass. Shot wouldn't go. That was 14, Patrick Hobson. The dribble across the timeline, Grady Carpenter. On the dribble, and working down low. Shot's going to be taken. They're not going to allow the shot. The foul was on the floor. They're going to whistle a foul on Western. Western Panther foul is going to be whistled on number 20, Logan Nelson. He has two. Back in the ballgame for Western, it's number 3, Kyler Norman. And also back in the ballgame is 30, Sam Thurston. Ball brought in to Quigley. He'll dribble it out south. He'll hand off to Grady Carpenter. Carpenter going to be guarded there by 30, Sam Thurston. He'll dribble left side and go off the glass in the paint. Layup for Carpenter. 14-9 contest. Tipton by 5. Crossing the timeline with the basketball. They'll bounce it right side. Caden McClure back out. Caden McClure passes left side. Tyler Norman back to McClure. Way out top. Gets the ball. Teammate Ian Thurston. He'll get it back to Sam Thurston. Ball's going to be tipped away. Right here, Tipton going the other direction. Nolan Swan is going to shoot up and he's going to take a shot right there. Basketball lands live between the backboard and the rim on the left side, about right in the middle of basketball. A very rare occurrence. Gentleman jumps up there and knocks it free. A lot of people would need a basketball to get that down. They're going to bring it in. They're going to call that an alternate possession arrow. The arrow goes to Tipton. Riding the bucket on the baseline. And pass it deep in the front court. It's actually going to land in the back court. Nolan Swan going to work it left side. Grady Carpenter. Going to be a whistle off the ball. Going to be an off the ball foul. They're going to whistle this on Tipton. Going to be whistled on Sam Quigley. Sam Quigley picked up his first foul in the ball game. Team foul number 4 for Tipton. 5 thus far here in the first half. Western, 5:37 on the game clock. Clock moving. Ball tipped away. Tipped by Jackson Money. Picked up by Quigley. Going the other direction. Slowing it up. Nolan Swan. Long 3-point shot. Grady Carpenter ready to go. Rebound Jackson Money. Back to Nolan Swan. It's spin move into paint. Turnaround jumper. Short off the mark. Ready to go. Rebound Western. That's Patrick Hobson. Patrick Hobson going to dribble across the timeline. He'll bounce it out center circle. That's 24. Ian Thurston. Back out top. Ian Thurston with the basketball. Going to be a reach in. Tipton. It's going to be number 5. Sam Quigley picked up his second foul. He's quickly from the first. So he'll take a breather back in the ball game for Tipton. It's number 2. Maverick Conaway. He's going to bring the ball in left of the bucket on the baseline. Western. Their own bucket. They're working around the perimeter. They're working back out top. That's 14. Patrick Hobson on the dribble. He'll bring it back out. Thought about a shot. He'll dribble in. That's 24. Ian Thurston. Going to work it right side. They'll reset the offense. And they'll reset it with number 3, Tyler Norman. 4:50 left here in the first half. Second quarter. 14-9 contest. Both picked up down low. Dribble off the leg. Picked up by Nolan Swan to the front court. Grady Carpenter. He'll dribble baseline. He'll pass it down low. Gavin Hare gets his shot recycled, but they come back up with the basketball. Gavin Hare, 3-point shot, left elbow extended with block. Maverick Conaway picked the shot, picked up in the front court on the rebound by Jackson Money. They work up left side, well behind the arc. Guarding Grady Carpenter is Carter Biggs. They'll work down low. Grady Carpenter drives the lane. He'll draw the foul, a shooting foul. He'll shoot 2. 4:13 on the game clock. Philippines sounds pretty good. But 14-9 contest. First shot up and good. Grady Carpenter. Back in the ballgame for Western. 21, Dylan Hightower. And 23, Caden McClure back in the ballgame. Grady Carpenter. 15-9. And rims off, wouldn't go. 15-9 contest. 4:08 left here in the first half. Second quarter. Passed across the timeline into the hands of 23, Caden McClure. Now back out 24, Ian Thurston. He'll bounce it right side. He'll bounce it back out top. Thurston, they're working left side. But their double team going to be taken away. Going back the other direction. Off the rim, would go. Maverick Conaway couldn't get the shot in the paint left side. Rebound, Western, credit the rebound. 24, Ian Thurston. He'll pass it. He'll dribble across the timeline. 23, Caden McClure. Back out top, center circle. Maverick Conaway and Jackson Money. Converging defense. They'll go elbow left side. Floater, left-handed in the paint. Got the bucket. That's Patrick Hobson. He thought he might have been brushed. Thought he wouldn't have been shooting one more, but no call. But the 2-point bucket is good. going to be a timeout on the floor. 3:17 left on the game clock. 15-11. Blue Devils by 4. And we'll mention this game is, it should be missing. This is a 30-second timeout. We do thank you for tuning in. And I'm making some joyful noise right here. Right here. They're with the band. They probably got an abbreviated band out there. I know for a fact they do. See their band at football games. So they got a percussion area. Pretty interesting percussion. Right there, a couple of the drum players. So second buzzer sounds. So they're going to take the floor once again. Tipton's going to bring it in from the backcourt. About three-quarter court. Going to be brought in by Connor Song. Connor Song going to bring it in. Grady Carpenter across the timeline back to Song. A couple of steps behind the arc. He'll give the ball up and get it back to Connor Song. They'll work it down low. Grady Carpenter. He'll go to the corner with it. A swift pass. Back around the perimeter. Jackson Money. Nolan Swan down low. Grady Carpenter off the glass. Into paint. Give the assist to Nolan Swan. We'll mention Nolan Swan. Gets the assist. Crossing the timeline. Dylan Hightower. Bounce pass in the front court. They'll work it down low. He's all alone. 2-point bucket. Good. That's number 20, Logan Nelson, a 6'2 junior. They're crossing timeline at a walk pace. That's Nolan Swan. He'll work at right side, Connor Song. They get it back to Grady Carpenter. Elbow, right side. He'll backpedal dribble. He'll backpedal and take a shot out top of the key. 3-point shot. Good. Grady Carpenter. 2:18 clock moving. First half, second quarter. Tipton, 20. Western, 13. Across the timeline with the basketball. That's 24. Ian Thurston works at left side to get the ball back from Caden McClure. They can work it down low in the paint. Looking to get out of there. He got out of there. No call. That's 14 right there. Patrick Hobson. They'll reset the offense. They get into Hobson again. He's going to float in. Take a shot off the rim. Hit the backboard. Nearly got it. Another left-handed floater. Nearly went again. Back the other direction. Grady Carpenter. To the corner. Left-handed three-point shot. Good. Connor Hassan gets timeout. Western gets his timeout. 1:39 left here in the second quarter. Tipton 23. Western 13. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Park West Auto Parts, located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. The south edge of Cicero, that's Cicero Town Plaza. They're team members at Park West Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone, 317-984-4931. 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve at Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. First buzzer, 45-second buzzer. Nobody checking in. The scorer's bench. Getting ready to bring the ball in. It's going to belong to Western. They'll bring it 84 feet. They'll bring it from the backcourt. It's going to be brought in right in the bucket. Western Panther. Brought in right there. In the front court with the basketball. Working right there to get the ball back. That's 24. Ian Thurston. The dribbling in to get the ball back. The ball touches the hands of 23. Caden McClure. Maverick Conway. Good guard Thurston. We work it down low. In the paint, reverse layup. Power reverse layup by number 20. Logan Nelson. 1:12 on the game clock. Going to dribble in. Take a shot. Free-for-all shot right there. Thought he was going to get fouled and did. That was Jackson Money. He'll shoot two. 1:11 left here in the second quarter. At the free throw line is number 23, Jackson Money. A foul whistle on 20. Logan Nelson, he picks up his third foul here in the first half. Back in the ballgame for Nelson, going to be number 30, Sam Thurston, a 6-foot sophomore. A step back to the stripe. 24-15. Ball's ends off 24-15. Picked up on the rebound. Credit the board. 24, Ian Thurston. Crossing the timeline. Thurston going to dribble it right side to Hightower. Dylan Hightower passes out of the lane. Behind the arc. We're working back inside. Patrick Hobson. We're working back outside. They get it back to Hobson. Corner baseline shot. Wouldn't go. 3-point lane. Rebound out of there. Connor Hassan. Back the other direction. Nolan Swan nearly got the ball stolen there by Patrick Hobson on his spin move. He'll pass it out to Brady Carpenter. Brady Carpenter. 3-point shot right of center. 27-15. Tipton in front. 32 seconds left here in the quarter. On the dribble, they bring it back out. That's 24, Ian Thurston. They work it down low. They bring it outside the paint, Patrick Hobson. They're moving around the perimeter. They work it to Hightower behind the arc. He's picked up by Jackson Money. Now Maverick Conaway going to go to guard the basketball. Caden McClure. Ball ends up in the hands of Ian Thurston. Back to McClure. Now back to Thurston. 9 seconds on the game clock. Way out top, center circle. 23, Caden McClure. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Long 3-point shot wouldn't go. Shot's a buzzer. Didn't go. I don't think they were going to count it. Not sure. We're going to halftime. Tipton Blue Devils 27. Western Panthers 15. We will mention this game. Contest is in part. He brought to you by Brendan Truck Store. The place to enhance your ride. Trucks, cars, SUV, etc. Wheels, tires, lift kits, and much, much more. Professional installations are always available for every product they sell. A myriad of products for you to choose from. Visit them at Runyon Truck Store, located at 27857 Henry Gunn Road in Atlanta, Indiana, address 46031. Or check them out on Facebook. That's Runyon Truck Store, Inc. Again, that's Runyon Truck Store, your place to fulfill all of your auto accessory needs. That's Runyon Truck Store, rural Atlanta, Indiana. We'll also mention this contest is in part being brought to you by RE/MAX Anew Realty. Are you looking for real estate professionals in Tipton, Indiana? Visit RE/MAX Anew Realty and connect with a real estate expert today. RE/MAX Anew Realty in Tipton, Indiana is the premier real estate agency serving Tipton, Hamilton, Cass, Owen, Howard, and surrounding counties since 2015. RE/MAX Anew Realty, 221 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. 765-675-3100. Again, 765-675-3100. AnewRealtyHomes.com in Tipton. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals, located 1708 South Main Street, South 8th Street at Noblesville, Indiana, 317-773-4800. 317-773-4800. Their authorized dealer for Penske Truck Rentals. One way and local for households and businesses. Cargo vans up to 26 feet commercial with lift gates, and lift gates can be handy. We'll also mention full line of moving supplies, locally owned and operated since 1998. Owner on site daily, that's Dirk. You can find Dirk Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. That's Indiana Express Rentals in Noblesville. We've also mentioned this game is in part being brought to you, Winter Sports, brought to you a mission, Blue Devil Boilermaker. A special thank you to a secret support sponsor for this season's Tipton Blue Devils basketball team. This sponsor attended grades K through 12 in the Tipton school system, then went north to Lafayette, Indiana, to get that Purdue Boilermaker agricultural degree And while there at Purdue, he found his future wife. This couple is celebrating then, now, and forever. As we all know, the farming industry is without a doubt one of the most valuable assets that we as consumers can be thankful for. We thank this lifelong Blue Devil Boilermaker for carrying enough to support the 2022-23 Tipton Blue Devils. That's the winter sports season. And we'll mention a little bit right now. We'll talk about the rankings. Talk about the rankings right now happening. Class 2A. These were tabulated. We'll mention 5:55 on the intermission clock. This is Associated Press. Class 2A, these were tabulated on December 6th. Boys basketball rankings. This class 2A, the 17 teams listed. At number one, it's Linton Stockton. They are the Miners. 3 wins, 0 losses. At number two, it's Fort Wayne Blackhawks Braves. 2 wins, 0 losses. Number three, Carroll Cougars. That's out of Florida. They're 3-0. They moved up a spot from a week ago. Number four is Brownstown Central Braves. They're 3 wins, 1 loss. They also bumped up a spot from last year's rank or last week's rankings. At number five is Eastside Blazers. Eastside Blazers, they're 2-1. At number six, Central Noble Cougars, they're 2-0. And they stayed the same from a week ago. We'll mention number seven is Gary 21st Century. At the 21st Century, they're the Cougars. Also, we'll mention 3 wins, 1 loss. They bumped up 2 spots from number 9 last week. Number 8 is Eastern Hancock Royals. 2 wins, 1 loss. Number 9 is South Spencer Rebels. 3 wins, no losses. Number 10 is Wapahani Raiders. 2 wins, 1 loss. Number 11 is South Knox Spartans. 3 wins, 0 losses. They bumped up 4 spots from number 15 from a week ago. At number 12 is Providence Pioneers. Providence Pioneers, 1 win, 1 loss. At number 13, Triton Central Tigers. 4 wins, 0 losses. They bumped up a spot. The World Mission tied at number 14. Right there, Taylor Titans, currently 5 wins, no losses. And also at number 14 is Park Tudor. They're the Panthers, 2 wins, 1 loss. And also tied there at number 14 is the Northeastern Knights, 3 wins, 1 loss. And at number 17, moving into the poll for the first time this season, the Tipton Blue Devils, 4 wins, 0 losses. We'll talk a little bit about the Class 3A poll. 3A poll, we'll mention Associated Press. Class 3A, these were tabulated also on December 6th. I do give credit for John Harrell. JohnHarrell.net, what a website. And that is an understatement. Boys Basketball Weekly Ranking. At number one, Mishawaka Marion, the Knights. They're 4 wins, 0 losses. At number two, North Davie Cougars, 3 wins, 0 losses. Number three, Northwood Panthers, 3 wins, 1 loss. Number four, Greensburg Pirates, 1 win, 0 losses. Number five is Beach Grove. Beach Grove Hornets, 3 wins, 1 loss. Number six, South Bend, Washington. They're the Panthers. 4 wins, 0 losses. Number seven, Brabus Jesuit. They are the Braves. The Braves are 1 win, 1 loss. Number eight, Norwell Knights. Norwell Knights, 3 wins, 1 loss. Number nine, Peru Tigers. Peru Tigers, 2 wins, 1 loss. Number 10, Lebanon Tigers. Lebanon Tigers, 4 wins, 0 losses. Number 11, Delta Eagles. Delta Eagles, 2 wins, 1 loss. Number 12 is West Noble Chargers. At the 3-minute buzzer sounds, they're 3 wins, 0 losses. At number 13, it's Connersville. Connersville Spartans, 2 wins, 2 losses. Tied at number 14, pretty good group here of Tied Falls teams coming up. We'll mix the number 14, the Culver Academy Eagles. The Eagles are 3 wins, 2 losses. Number 14 is Don Glenn at the Falcons, 1 win, 2 losses. Number 16, South Bend St. Joseph. They're the Indians, 2 wins, 1 loss. And also at number 16 is Fort Wayne Concordia. They are the Cadets. 2 wins, 1 loss. Well, next to the Cadets will be home at Hamilton High tomorrow night, girls basketball. You can tune in at 1:30. We'll also mention at number 18, tied at 18 is Tippecanoe Valley. They're the Vikings. 3 wins, 1 loss. Number 18 is Newcastle. The Trojans are 2 wins, 2 loss. Central Bison at 4-1. Warrensburg Tigers at 1-0. And Heritage Christian Eagles at 1-2. They're all tied at number 20. 3 teams tied at 23. That's Heritage Hill Patriots, 2-1. Indianapolis Hard Trojans, 0-0. They had a pretty good football season. And at number 23 also, it's Garen Catholic, Golden Eagles, at 2-2. So we'll mention, clock rolling down, 22 seconds left. Here on the intermission clock, Blue Devils out on the floor. There's the 15-second buzz. Constitutes a 1 minute timeout, the 9 minute mark. So we'll bring the ball in. Alternate possession arrow, going to give it back to Western. Western Panthers going to bring it in. It's going to be Dylan Hightower. He's going to toss it in. He's going to find teammate right here, 23, Caden McClure. 4 seconds on the clock. They'll stop the clock. They'll abbreviate the timeout. And they'll not play a full intermission. Happens quite often, once in a while. Crossing the timeline with the basketball. He'll pick it up at 23. Caden McClure works it right side. Gets the ball back from Thurston on the dribble. Hightower out top to move it left side. Dylan Thurston. He'll dribble in. He's outside the arc. Guarding him, Jackson Money. Maverick Conaway going to guard Caden McClure. They'll work it right side on the dribble. Ian Thurston. He'll dribble it into paint to pick up the basketball. Looking for an outlet. He'll get it back out. And they are going to call it. They're going to whistle a 3 second violation. Going to give the ball back as Coach Mike Lewis, just a hand clap there. He appreciates the effort, I'm sure. 7:30 on the game clock. 27-15. Ball's out top. Working it out top. Grady Carpenter. Working it down low. Jackson Money. Jackson Money off the glass. Credit the assist to Grady Carpenter. Crossing the timeline with the basketball. 23, he'll get the ball back. Caden McClure, if he gets it back from 24, he'll go back to Ian Thurston. He'll pick up the basketball and go right side around the perimeter. Logan Nelson. Ball's going to move around. They'll get outside the elbow. They'll work it down low. It's going to be a reach-in foul. In the paint there with the basketball, Patrick Hobson. Reach-in foul on the Blue Devils. In a whistle-less foul on 23, Jackson Money. He has 2. First foul of the second half of either team. Going to be brought in right in the bucket on the baseline. Will be brought in Logan Nelson. They go to the corner with it. He'll dribble back in. Hightower to the corner. 3-point shot rimmed around. Revolution the rim. A shot taken by 24, Ian Thurston. Ball's on the floor. They're going to call a jump ball. Jump ball is going to give the alternate possession arrow to Tipton. 6:46 on the game clock. 29-15. Tipton in front. Ball bounced in from Hassan. They're walking across the timeline. It's Grady Carpenter. Going to meet him right here at half court. 23, Caden McClure. They'll pass out of there. They'll go to the outside. 3-point shot good. Connor Hassan in front of the Blue Devil spirit section. We're going to see the front court with the basketball. They'll pass across the timeline. Dylan Hightower. Out top of the basketball, Caden McClure. He'll bounce it right side. Touches the hands briefly of Thurston. That's Ian Thurston. They'll bounce it low, elbow tipped away. Ball's recovered right there in the front court. 21, Dylan Hightower. He'll go right side near the sideline on the dribble. 24, Ian Thurston back out top center circle. On the dribble is Dylan Hightower. Bounce pass right side. They'll bounce it down low. Should say right elbow on the dribble. They'll bring it down low, Hightower. Hightower got his shot defended, deflected. didn't go back the other direction. Connor Song from the corner. Connor Song, two in a row. 3-point shot good for Song. 35-15. Across the sideline, Dylan Hightower. They get the ball back. Back to Hightower. Gets it back from Thurston. Behind the arc on the dribble. It's 23, Caden McClure. Outside the arc, 3-point shot. Just rims off. Wouldn't go. Fight for the board. Going to be picked up by Nelson. That 3-point shot nearly went. That was 24, Ian Thurston. Going to be a foul whistle. Going to be whistled on the rebound. Going to get the ball back to Western. Got substitutions in the ballgame for Western. It's going to be number one, Carter Biggs. Number three, Tyler Norman. And back in the ballgame, 30, Sam Thurston. Going to be brought in left of the bucket on the baseline. That foul was whistled on Connor Hassong. He has one. Team foul number two, second half for Tipton. On the dribble to bounce it. Left elbow. Works it back around. Going to go baseline. Going to be another reach-in foul on Tipton. Working around the area there with the basketball, Sam Thurston, number 30. They're going to whistle this foul on Nolan Swan. He has one. Team foul number three, second half for Tipton. Ball brought in, side court. They're by the Western bench. They're working around the perimeter. They go to the corner with shot in the air. Rimmed around, wouldn't go. That was three, Tyler Norman. Back the other direction, Grady Carpenter. Guarding him full court is Ian Thurston. He's going to dribble in. Grady Carpenter in the paint to get a roller. Just throw roller off the rim. It'll go in, and he'll shoot one. A foul's going to be whistled on Western. Foul whistled 24, Ian Thurston. He picked up his first foul of the ballgame. 3-point play good, Grady Carpenter. Going to be brought in on the baseline. Tipton's going to play some pressure in the backcourt. It's going to be a kick. Nolan Swan, intentional kick seen by the official. 4:52 on the game clock. 38-15, Tipton in front. Western toss it floating in the backcourt. Picked up by McClure. They get it back to Ian Thurston. Back to McClure. They'll work it right side behind the arc. On the dribble, at 30, Sam Thurston. They'll work it outside the arc. Moving the basketball. They're working down elbow. They take a shot. A little baseline. And working back around. At top of the basketball. 23, Caden McClure. Caden McClure going to be tipped away to the, at the 10-second line. Connor, it's just a Maverick Conaway. And defense right down there in a hurry. 23, Caden McClure. Going to tap it out of bounds. It's going to go off of Maverick Conaway. Go out of bounds. Belongs to Western. 4:20 on the game clock. 38-15. Elbow left side through the lane. That's Sam Thurston. They're working back out. They'll bounce it in. Thurston free throw line. Inside out. 3-point play. Credit the bucket. It's number one, Carter Biggs. Carter Biggs, a big shot for a freshman. We're across the timeline at the 4-minute mark. Out top to work the basketball. Grady Carpenter. The dish off. Nolan Swan. He'll take a left-handed floater. Try to go across the rim there. Try to use the rim as a defender. Couldn't go. Back to the front court. That's number one, Carter Big. Thought about a three. Back to back out. 24, Ian Thurston. Inside out play. 3-point shot. Good. Credit the bucket. Western Panther. 23, Casey McClure. He's a 5'11 senior. 38-21. 3:20 left here in the third quarter on the dribble. Outside the arc. They're working around Connor Song. Back to the corner. Nolan Swan. Grady Carpenter. They're working the corner. Maverick Conaway. Conaway deserves a B-double bench. 3-point shot good. 3:02. 41-21. Western crossing the timeline at a dribble pace. At 24, Ian Thurston. Ian Thurston on the dribble. Crossing over out top. He's going to dribble in. They go off the glass. Right-handed. Left side of the glass for two. 41-23. They work at elbow. Working back free throw. And that's Jackson Money. Going to run the lane right there. Grady Carpenter lost the handle. Couldn't get the shot to go. Connor Hassan came up with the board. Couldn't get his shot to go. But he'll shoot two. 2:36 on the game clock. Third quarter. They're going to whistle this foul on 30, Sam Thurston, 6-foot sophomore. He's going to pick up his second foul here in the ballgame. Team foul number 3. First shot goes in. Connor Song back in the ballgame. Sam Thurston going to take a breather. Back in the ballgame for Western is 14, Patrick Hobson. Patrick Hobson, a 5'10 senior. Second shot up and good. Connor Hassan, 43-23. Gifton in front, 2:33 on the game clock. Crossing the timeline at a walk pace. Guard him, that was 23. Caden McClure being guarded by 23, Jackson Money. Ball's in the hands of 24, Ian Thurston. They're working left side, well out behind the arc. 3, Tyler Norman, he'll dribble inside and try to make a pass inside out. Trying to get it to teammate. He wouldn't go. Gifton. He selected. Now, to be stolen in the front court. Connor Song driving. Ball stolen at the free throw line. Back the other direction. That's 3. Tyler Norman. Maverick Conway guarding the basketball. Out top. Way out top. Caden McClure. They'll bounce it right side. Again, that's Carter Biggs. Where's number 1? Being guarded there by Connor Song. We're working back to out top. Straddling the three-point line. Left, right at center. Going to dribble in. 14, Patrick Hobson. They're going to whistle a foul on the dribble right there. They're going to whistle a foul on the reach-in. Blue Devil. Back in the ballgame. It's going to be Sam Quigley, number 5 of Tipton. Also in the ballgame for Western. It's 21, Dylan Hightower. 1:44 left here in the third. They inbound the basketball. 14, Patrick Hobson. They'll work it down low. Hobson trying to take a shot in the paint. It's going to be deflected. It's going to be blocked there by Nolan Swan. Back the other direction, Brady Carpenter. Brady Carpenter behind the arc. Out top, Sam Quigley. Long three-point shot, right elbow extended. Straight at the bucket. That's Nolan Swan, 46-23. 1:19 on the game clock. Crossing the timeline with the basketball. 21, Dylan Hightower. Stationary dribble out near the center circle. He'll approach now. We're going to get Quigley. Quigley's going to reach in. Yeah. Get the foul. They tried to put back after the whistle. It did go in. Kind of like the NBA kind of does. Taking a little time. So 1:08 left here with the free throw line. Going to shoot 2. 21, Dylan Hightower. First shot rims around. Wouldn't go. Back in the ballgame for Tipton. 21, Landon Seidel. Jackson Money going to take a breather. Back in the ballgame for Western. It's 20, Logan Nelson. Taking a breather, 24, Ian Thurston, the 5'11 senior. First shot short off the rim, wouldn't go for Hightower. Rebound picked up there by 11, Nolan Swan. He'll pass to the front court, Grady Carpenter. He'll work the paint. He'll work down low. He'll pass it down low, Landon Seidel. Going to get the bucket. Just riding the bucket there in the paint, and he'll shoot one more. Going to whistle this foul on Western. It'll be whistled on number 3, Tyler Norman. He has 2. Team foul number 3, Tipton, second half, with 5 thus far. 1 minute left. Shot up, rolled around, rimmed off, wouldn't go. Sam Quigley. Going to tip it. It's going to go out of bounds in the right corner baseline. Going to go out of bounds. It's going to belong to Western. 57.7 left. Going to be brought in from side court. That's 80 feet away. Going to be brought in right there on the dribble, Dylan Hightower. 53 seconds. Stationary dribble out top. He'll pass it left to Nelson. He'll work it back to get the ball to Hobson. Patrick Hobson. He'll dribble across the lane there. Working the basketball, Tyler Norman. He'll get it back out. Dylan Hightower reset the offense. He'll go right side, Nelson. Nelson going to pick up the basketball. 33 seconds left in the quarter. Spin move in the paint. 14, Patrick Hobson. He's going to pass out of there. Three-point shot in the air. Got it. Three-point shot, Western Panther at the 24.4 second mark. That's number 1, Carter Big. To my knowledge, 2 for 2 from three-point lane. He'll shoot one more. A rare opportunity for a four-point play. Saw Clemens do it a little while back. He got it. 4-point play for Carter Biggs. 20 seconds left in the quarter. 48-27. Tipton in front. Outside, they're in a zigzag. I call it the popcorn popper. Outside, 10 seconds left. Nolan Swan crossover. Spin move in the paint. He's going to shoot about a 14-footer. Rims off, wouldn't go. Rebound. Thompson. 1 second here. Takes a shot at the buzzer. And got it. A running shot at the buzzer from top of the key. And he didn't touch the line. Let's count that as a three. Well done. That's Patrick Thompson. 48-30. Third quarter break. 8 minutes on the game clock. Fourth quarter on the way. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. If you're looking for that real estate agent with care and concern of where you're going, of where you might end up moving to, you can call or text message at Lisa Stokes Bear at 317-513-4086. Again, 317-513-4086. Seeking help with residential and corporate relocations. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear, along with buying and selling for your best interest. Lisa also specializes in residential and corporate relocations. Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker, Century 21 Sheets. Second buzzer there, 8 minute mark. 48-30. Gibson in front. He brought in alternate possession arrow to Western. Brought in right there, Patrick Hopson. Going to bounce past it in, 23. Caden McClure. They'll work at the left side. Touches hands briefly. Ian Thurston back to McClure. Now back to Thurston. Well behind the arc being guarded there by Sam Quigley. They'll work it to the corner. Patrick Hopson on the dribble. Out top. Going to be a reach-in. Going to be maybe a chicken wing. Maybe it was an unintentional chicken wing. Right there. They're going to whistle this on Tipton. They're going to whistle this foul. It's going to be the seventh foul on Tipton. And then foul whistled on number five. Sam Quigley hooks that down with his fourth foul. Coming out of the ball game for Tipton, Landon Fidel, Gavin Hare. And Jackson Money on the floor, Nolan Swan, Connor Hassan, Grady Carpenter, and Maverick. And Maverick Conaway. First shot goes in. First shot, that's number 30, Sam Thurston, shooting two. He got the first, he'll have one more. Second shot, rimmed around, popped up, and pops fell through. 48-32, 7:40 on the game clock. Fourth quarter, on the dribble, crossing the timeline at a walk pace. Now it's he'll pick up the try. Grady Carpenter works the right side, Connor Hassan. They'll bounce it in on the cutter. It's Nolan Swan, Nolan Swanner. Nolan Swan outside the arch. Shot rims off long, but go. Rebound, Patrick Hobson. Hobson with the board. They're working to the front court. Working around the perimeter, Sam Thurston. Going to go baseline. They're going to call a traveling violation. Call steps. A lot of people thought it might have been, including me, thought maybe it was Nolan Swan taking up the foul, but it was not. 7:10 left here in the fourth quarter. 48-32, Tipton in front. Outside the arc, Connor Song will pass it around. Maverick Conaway. Inside the arc, he'll go baseline. He's going to be pushed out. That's Grady Carpenter. Double team right there in a hurry. Right there on the double team. It's 24, Ian Thurston. And I believe 14, Patrick Hobson. Ride the bucket on the baseline. And be brought in by Maverick, by Grady Carpenter. Guarding the inbound there was Caden McClure. They'll get in to Maverick Conaway, back to Grady Carpenter. On the dribble, a spin move. They go back the other way, he'll pass it down low. Connor Hassan gets the bucket in the paint over the rim. 50-32. 18-point differential. Crossing the timeline with the basketball. Dylan Hightower. Hightower out top, they're working back left side. 23, Caden McClure. Back to Hightower, he immediately passes it right side. Nelson. They go cross court, they go down the other left corner. Picked up there with the basketball was Caden McClure. They'll work it back elbow right side. Thurston, it's kick inside out play, short off the mark. Would it go? Shot taken there. Caden McClure back the other direction. Jackson Money inside the arc. Shot off the mark. Would it go? Looks it down low. Liberty rebound. Tipton. Ball ends up in the hands of Grady Carpenter. Shot wouldn't go in the paint. Just shoot two. 6 minutes, 9 seconds left. Foul's going to be whistled on Western. 21, Dylan Hightower. He has two. Grady Carpenter's first shot rimmed around, wouldn't go. Foul situation, Western with five thus far here in the second half. Seven for Tipton. Second shot good, back in of a two-shot foul for Grady Carpenter. 51-32. Crossing the timeline at a jog pace is Dylan Hightower. They'll work it left side in Thurston, get the ball back to Hightower. He'll pass it back to Thurston. They'll go down low on the baseline. Going to go back up with the shot. Couldn't get it. That was Patrick Hobson. He played a good inside game, I got to mention. They'll work it back out. Connor Hassan. They'll get it back out top. Grady Carpenter. 5:40 on the game clock. Going to work it left side, now right side. Floater in the lane. Credit the bucket. That's number three, Grady Carpenter. Crossing the timeline with the basketball. Dylan Hightower. Work at free throw line. Sam Thurston. Gonna pass out of it. Gonna get it back to Hightower and get it back to him again. Hobson. Gonna work it in to go baseline. Reverse layup. Good. Credit the bucket. Western Panthers 24. Ian Thurston. 53-34. 5:05 on the game clock. Crossing the timeline. He cross over. He goes through the legs. He'll pass it back out. That's Grady Carpenter. Gets it to Nolan Swan. Guarding Swan is Dylan Hightower. Spin move at the elbow. Turnaround jumper outside the paint. Shot when you go. Fight for the board. Board picked up by Sam Thurston. Back the other direction. Dylan Hightower. Hightower works it right side with the basketball. Gets the ball back from Ian Thurston. Outside the arc. Three-point shot. Jeff Smith. Rims out. Wouldn't go. Shot taken there by Western Panther 30. Sam Thurston. Ball carries. Ball carries. And then going to go out of bounds. Still going to stay in the front court with Western. So going to be brought in by 30. Sam Thurston. Nelson in the ballgame. Now in the ballgame, number two, Landon Spencer. A 5'8 sophomore for Western. Also on the floor is number three, Tyler Norman. And working the ball around, number two, that's Landon Spencer. And also back in the game, number one, Carter Biggs. Carter Biggs back in the game. Working back out top on the dribble. They go off the glass, going to be a foul whistle. Driving hard to the hoop there for the right-handed layup. Couldn't get it to fall. That's Tyler Norman, but he'll shoot to shoot two. At the free throw line, Tyler Norman, they're going to whistle this foul on Tipton. That's number 23, Jackson Money, picks up his third foul in the ballgame. First shot up, nothing but net. Number three, Tyler Norman at the free throw line. 4:17 left here in the fourth quarter. Tyler Norman, second shot, rims out, wouldn't go. Rebound, Grady Carpenter. Carpenter on the dribble, across the timeline with a pass to Nolan Swan, right side. Guarding him is big. Big's going to tip it out of bounds. Nolan Swan is going up for a shot. And reaching in there, tapping the ball out of bounds defensively is Carter Big. Could be brought in. Outside the arc, three-point shot. Left elbow was extended, but it go for Grady Carpenter. Rebound was picked up there by Jackson Money. Ball tipped to the backcourt by Western. Retrieved by Grady Carpenter. Going to be a timeout right there. 3:59 left here in the fourth. 53-35. And we'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by AGM Auto. Arcadia, Indiana. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. They can be that good mechanic you're looking for. They do everything under the hood, along with your new tires, and now AGM Auto is under new ownership. No worries. Same friendly faces and same quality work. They now restore classic cars and trucks, reaching out to Central Indiana. All welcome. To find them, take Howard Avenue, west off of State Road 19. They are behind the Arcadia Ballpark. We'll mention AGM Auto, as of March 1st, find themselves in a new location at 6620 East 266th Street, Arcadia. Paul Braun in, side court, left of the scores bench. Cross the timeline on the dribble, Grady Carpenter. Gonna work it right side, they'll pass it down low, Jackson Money, turnaround jumper in the paint. Got the bucket, credit the assist, Connor Hassan. Take that back, I believe it was Maverick Conway. 3:40 on the game clock, 55-35. Out top of the basketball on the dribble, they'll work it left side behind the arc, Carter Big. Outside jumper, 3-point shot, ready to go, Sam Thurston. Rebound Tipton to the front court, Nolan Swan. They'll work it left side with the basketball. Going to be tipped away and going to be stolen. Right there in the paint, credit the good hands, number 30, Sam Thurston. Outside the arc, working the basketball. Biggs on the dribble, he'll bring it back around. They'll work it left side, moving around the perimeter, Landon Spicer. Works it back three, that's Tyler Norman. He'll go baseline. Being guarded there by Nolan Swan. Ball's going to go out of bounds off of somebody, and the official says it's Western basketball. Nolan Swan, not quite in total agreement. Ball belongs to Western. Going to be brought in number three, Tyler Norman. Brings it in, Landon Spencer on the dribble, inside the paint, and work the right side near the right elbow. Taking it to teammate, Sam Thurston. Working there, Landon Spencer on the dribble, he'll pick it up. That's just the right elbow. They get it back to Biggs. Carter Biggs on the dribble, working against him is Maverick Conaway. Maverick Conaway, as Biggs tried to go baseline, going to push him out of bounds. Going to pick up the personal foul. 2:46 on the game clock. The foul's going to be whistled on Tipton. That's Maverick Conaway. He picks up his second in the ballgame. Team foul number 9 for Tipton. Going to put Weston in the double bonus on the next common foul. At the free throw line, Carter Biggs. Carter Biggs rimmed around, wouldn't go. Rebound, Connor Hassan. Grady Carpenter going to cross the timeline at a walk pace. Going to be picked up in the front court by 20, Logan Nelson. They'll go outside the arc right there in the corner. It's Connor Hassan, inside out play. Three-point shot, long off the rim. Just left of center, that was number 2, Maverick Conaway. Back the other direction, Carter Biggs in the paint. He's going to draw a foul. They're going to say it's on the floor, but he's going to get the double bonus. He'll shoot two anyway. 2:21 left here in the fourth. We'll see some players off the bench. Western's going to send in a player. And also, I'm going to have to recheck, and I'll mention, didn't get to the scorer's bench. So probably ought to do that. Number 5 in the ballgame. Number 5 in the ballgame. Will Mitchell. Checking in. Okay. We're going to back up play just beyond half court line. At the free throw line is number 1, Carter Biggs. Carter Biggs, good on both. He'll be brought in, Tipton, brought in by Quigley in the hands of Grady Carpenter. Across the timeline at a walk pace, working against him is number 5. I do apologize for that. I'll check that out next time. We're working it back around. Number 11, Nolan Swan, back pedal dribble. Working against him, 3, Tyler Norman. 1:55 on the game clock. Deep in the front court in front of the scores bench, Nolan Swan on the dribble. He'll pick up a screen from Landon Spidell. He'll work the free throw line. He'll work his way in the paint. Couldn't get the shot to go. Rebound, Spidell. We're missing Spidell on the season, averaging 4 rebounds per game. Grady Carpenter was almost 8. So they're going to inbound the basketball. For 1:42 on the game clock, Nolan Swan going to exit the ballgame along with Grady Carpenter. Blue Devils going to go with 22, Drake Johnson. Sam Quigley was number 5, number 4, Gavin Hare. 33 is Sam Humbrickhouse. And Glenn Spidell in the ballgame wearing 21. Ball skipped out of bounds. and be last touched by the Tipton Blue Devils, brought in the backcourt by number 3, Tyler Norman. Out top of the basketball, that's Landon Spencer. Works it left side. Big. Carter Big to the basketball. Working it around the perimeter. 1:18 left here in the fourth quarter. Going to dribble in. Going to draw a foul. He'll shoot 2. Just outside the paint. Works his way in. Looking for a layup. Number 3, going to shoot 2. That's Tyler Norman. Going to whistle this foul on Tipton. 22, Drake Johnson. 5'10 junior. Tyler Norman, the strike. Shot goes in. 55-38. Coming out of the ballgame for Tipton is 22, Johnson. That's Drake Johnson. In the ballgame for him, 12, Oliver Conaway. Second shot rolls around, falls in. 55-39. We're going to cross the timeline. Sam Quigley works it outside the arc. Right side, Gavin Hare. On the dribble to bring him out to the left side, Sam Quigley. Working against him is Landon Spencer. Out top of the basketball, Gavin Hare. Back to Conaway. Conaway out top. Being guarded there by 1, Carter Big. But we're back in crossover. There'll be a push foul whistled in the lane. Going to keep it in the front court with Tipton. 51.4 seconds remaining here in the fourth quarter. You brought in Gavin Hare, right to the left of the bucket. He'll bounce it in. In the paint. Turnaround, one-handed floater. Rims around and falls in. Landon Fidel for 2. 57-39. At the free throw line, Landon Fidel. They're going to whistle his foul on Weston. Number 40, Tate Heston, 6'4 junior. Drums around, wouldn't go. Going the other direction. That's number 2, Landon Spencer. Goes up to a shot in the paint, left side. Landon Fidel might have thought he had a block. The expected shot wasn't. They're going to call a foul. Personal foul on Landon Fidel. 42.4 left. Spidell has 1 in the contest. Tipton over the 10 mark here in the second half. 2 shots. First shot good. Weston Panther. Landon Spencer. Get a bounce pass from the official. Second shot. Rims off. Would go. Rebound. Fought for. Nearly came up with it. That was Tate Heston. Saving the ball from going out of bounds, throwing it back behind him, is number 5, Sam Quigley. Out top of the basketball, Conaway. Conaway on the dribble. He'll work back to get it to Gavin Hare. Working against Gavin is Tyler Norman. Out top of the basketball, Oliver Conaway. 20 seconds left. Deep in the front court near the center circle, Gavin Hare. Ball's loose, tipped away. He's picked up by Carter Big. They go off the glass, left side, left in, and layup. Wouldn't go. Rebound put back is good. Credit the bucket, Tyler Norman. We're going to get the ball in the backcourt. Clock's going to empty out. 32 minutes gone by. Final score, Tipton, 57. Western, 42. We do thank you for tuning in. Little mention, next game's on the agenda. Western Panthers, they're going to play tomorrow night. Western will be at Rossville looking battle with the Hornets. Saturday, that's the 10th day tomorrow of December, 6 and 7:30 start. We'll mention the Tipton Blue Devils. Their next game will be Tuesday, December 13th. Tipton Blue Devils will travel to Mechanicwall Braves. That'll be a 6 and 7:30 start time. We thank you for listening. We thank my wife, Paula, back home. Sound check. Pretty good way to go. And a sound check is pretty good. And we thank you for tuning in. And no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching, and maybe the learning, don't let it go. Keep the fire burning.